The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Live here inside the web studio while Ira is inside the MDN studios. And joining us on the line, it's part of our chat from isolation series. We catching up with friends of the show and just great friends, and a lot of whom are former players. And joining us, a guy who fits that description, a great friend and a great player in the maize and blue, Jared Irons. Jared, how you doing, man?
Sam, what's up, bud? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. First of all, first question, how's the fam? How's everyone doing? Are you guys, I know you travel a lot. This probably is a, you know, you being at home for a lengthy period of time. I hate to call it a silver lining, but at least there's that.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's been my kids and my wife have been real happy that obviously I've been home. And, you know, my business has pretty much gone to a halt because just like many others with what's going on. And, you know, the surgeons aren't allowed to do elective cases. So, yeah, it's been good for me to be home. But, yeah, it's some crazy times right now.
So getting to obviously something that is much more trivial, talking sports, but you being a former captain, the value of spring, you went through your share of spring ball, so you know what you would gain from them. That being the case, what are these guys missing by not being here? Understand, look, they've been in this offense, they've been in this defense, so they know it, but you got to imagine there's still a lot that they miss by not all being together collectively working this spring.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a huge adjustment for them and their development. Definitely, spring ball is such an essential part because, you know, so many, you know, everybody gets to play and you get to start from the beginning, you know, the basics of the defense, and you learn so much because, you know, you don't have the pressure of the year going on. So week to week, you're changing week to week, playing different opponents. So, you know, spring ball is a time for, you know, young guys and veterans to really hone their skills and truly understand what everyone does in their position. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting how, you know, without being able to have spring ball, you know, how they could still get some mental reps. And I don't know what, you know, what they can do. I mean, I know there's probably a lot of online type stuff, but it's so hard to duplicate what's real unless you're on the field. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it really tests the discipline of the individual too, Jared. I mean, there's something to being a part of the collective, the accountability that comes along with that. You know, there's a schedule when you're all on campus that everyone has to meet. So, when it comes to the extra work, when it comes to the extra work that you guys do, if Jared and I say, hey, guys, hey, defense, hey, backers, we're staying after practice, we're going to do more, you know, there's accountability in that. Now guys are left to do a lot of that on their own.
You're so right, Sam. And that's, you know, not only accountability, but I think that's where the foundation and the core of your teams are built, because it's the off season and you're training, you're all working for the same goal, and the camaraderies are being built because you're spending so much time outside of, you know, cause with coaches demand and so forth. So you're spending a lot of time with your teammates and I feel that it will affect the camaraderie and for these guys to really feel like they're not isolated. Hopefully this thing gets contained soon enough to where, you know, we can try to get to back to some semblance of normalcy. But, that's huge in sports and football especially.
You know, and we're talking to Jared Irons this morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. An interesting thing, and I wonder if you've had the same experience, and maybe you feel the same way as a former player and observer, but every conversation I have, even when it comes to Michigan picked up a couple of commits yesterday, And so I got 5-6 messages. Is this going to help us beat Ohio State? Everything now, it seems, with fans is this going to help us beat Ohio State? This guy gets hired. Is he going to help us beat Ohio State? I don't know if you're having the same experience, Jared, but that to me is there's an uncanny consistency to that right now, where it seems that the hyper focus and hypersensitivity to that game, it seems like that's all that matters anymore in the eyes of a lot of fans. Have you noticed that as well?
That is so funny you say that, Sam. I was on a text chain yesterday with some former players and guys that you guys would know, and you know, guys that you know, one of the guys is a coach in the NFL, and same, you know, that's the same thing. We were talking about articles where we had a couple of commits and this and that. Like, you know, the first question is this player good enough going to help us beat Ohio State? I mean, that's what everyone, that's all we're thinking about. I mean, at this point, man, that focus of that game, and it's just been, we're just tired of it. We're tired of losing to them. I mean, it's tough for, you know, this generation now where, you know, coming off of, you know, the late 80s and the 90s and, you know, coming off, you know, when I played during the Cooper years, it's just so funny, like, how they have this, there's such a long subset of players that just don't know what it feels like to beat Ohio State. I mean, that's part of the Michigan experience. So it's painful to know that fact that these guys will never know or haven't experienced and know what it feels like to beat these guys. And but I can tell you from the former players, it is it's something that we talk about all the time, and that's it's the emphasis has to be there. I mean, because it is from all the former guys. So I can say that.
take me back to your time, Jared. I don't know, we've had several conversations about, you know, your era of Michigan football and playing Ohio State, and I talked to Chris Howard about this very thing yesterday. A very interesting thing, and when you talk about parallels, a lot of conversations right now have to do with Ohio State and them as a program from 1 to 85 being more talented than Michigan. And that's, you know, if you look at the NFL draft, you know, you look at the wins that they have, it's easy to say. But is it a cavernous gap? And it's always been my contention that the gap isn't necessarily cavernous. You can sort of overcome the talent gap, because you guys did. I felt like in your era, while you guys were immensely talented, Jared, I mean, you had great players like you. I felt like they always had a little more talent on the other side from 1 to 85 with Ohio State, and yet you guys found a way to beat them. It seemed to be a mental block on that side. First of all, how do you think that was accomplished? I don't know if you agree that they had a slight edge, at least in talent, but it certainly felt that way in that time. How were you guys able to, you know, to clear that hurdle?
Well, obviously, you know, both programs, you know, there's talent on both sides, obviously. But that game is so much more than just about talent. You know, it has nothing to do with it. I know, I can't remember what year it was, but I know during my time that, you know, we went into the Horseshoe and played them. I think they were ranked like, you know, at least number one or two or somewhere around there. They're in the top five. And, you know, they had from Orlando Pace to Eddie George to Sean Springs. I mean, they had nothing but talent. I mean, but it was not a big deal. I mean, we knew that, look, it's our biggest rival, and we got to win that game. And it never came down to talent. It was like it came down to the tradition. And I think that's what I love about that game so much, because everything gets put by the wayside. It has nothing to do with talent or how many All-Americans or where you're ranked in this and that. It's like when you get on that field, it's about the rivalry and what it means. And then talent kind of takes a back seat because you just play above that. And so, you know, I totally agree with you. I feel as though during the eras when we were winning, you know, we were a very talented team, but I felt that they might have been more talented or just as talented as we were, you know, in a lot of the skill positions. But still, I mean, it doesn't matter. And I think what you're saying now is that you're hearing you know, a lot of the former guys that we're just tired. We're tired of seeing this. I mean, you got to think about it. A lot of us, you know, interact and hang out and see a lot of these Ohio State former guys all the time. You know, I mean, you know, I know when I was at Ty Law's Hall of Fame, I was hanging out with Orlando Pace. I haven't seen him in a while. And, you know, we talk about the rivalry. You know, and he'll mention, like, man, you guys always came ready. You know, and you guys, it's just different now. And to me, I just feel like the rivalry's never changed. But maybe the mentality towards it has. And we got to get that back. I don't know, but I can tell you this, the former guys, we've all taken notice, and we're tired of it.
I'm curious, you're a former captain, that played linebacker, a guy who wore those same hats, former linebacker, former captain. He actually talked about this and talking about Devin Bush around the Super Bowl. You know, Devin Bush sat down on one of the talk shows, and he made the case that it was mental. That while it was certainly, I mean, you look at the things that we pointed out, you can look at the NFL draft and talk about the talent that Ohio State has. But again, I'll say more talented they might be, but not so huge where, you know, it's 60, 56 and 62, whatever they scored. Not that the gap isn't that huge. And so what then is it? And he said that he felt like it was a mental thing. He felt like, you know, it had gotten to the point where the losses had accumulated even before these guys had gotten here, where you get into a place, some guys anyway, get to a place where it's like, hey, you hope Ohio State doesn't have their best shot or doesn't show up today. And he said, so it's getting over the mental hurdle, and this was from Devin Bush, that he thinks is the big key. And I, you know, I guess I could just ask you, you know, the weight of that, the weight of the streak, the weight of the losses well before these guys got there. How do you overcome something like that?
You know, it's funny you said that. I remember vividly when I read that article during the Super Bowl when he said that, and it cringed in me because I'm like, you know, I agree with him. Yeah, it is mental. You know, that game has nothing. It's all about the rivalry. It's about the tradition, and it like I said, it's never been about talent. And I think that, you know, it's one of those situations where, especially with young players, if you don't know what it feels like, if you've never won before, if you've never been on that level, you really don't know what to expect or what it takes to get there. You know, luckily for me in my era, you know, the guys that came before me, they had set that tone. And you knew going in what the expectations were for the season and about that game. That game has always meant what it's meant. And then that's the thing that's funny about it is that, you know, we make this more than what it is. I mean, what we feel now, I mean, you know, I talk to a lot of Ohio State guys, you know, that during the Cooper years, they feel what we're feeling now. So it's kind of the role reversal. But it's so interesting because it is, to me, it's all mental. You know, the one thing about that week, I remember, like, when I played that was my funnest week of practice. I mean, practice has always just been hard, you know, very difficult. You talk to a lot of former players. You know, Michigan practices have just been very difficult. And that week of practice is the best week of practice you could ever have because the coaches are so relaxed. It's not like their mentality is like, listen, it's Ohio State week. If we have to do anything or tell you or do anything extra to get you up for this, then you're not at the right place. And we all understood that. Like, that game has always been on a different level. You already know what it is. Hey, it's Ohio State week. Let's get your mind right. Let's go. And I think that these younger guys don't understand that mentality because they haven't experienced it. But I think that we have enough older guys, whether coaching to older guys that are around that love this program, that can help bridge that gap. And I think we need to do more of that. Because, you know, there's a lot of former guys that have those experiences that can help, you know, I think more of us should probably come around and tell these young guys because somebody's got to show them. You know, I don't know what the answer is. I just know that, you know, it's never come down to talent. It comes down to that will to win and about the rivalry. And, you know, I didn't, that's never going to change.
It's interesting. It's funny to me that, you know, Jared and I, for those, we have not talked before he came on this morning. So when I asked the question, it was out of the blue, you know, no prep. Hey, are you hearing? It's like you can't talk about anything. You can't talk about success. You can't, hey, they got this, they landed this recruit, or, you know, they hired this coach. Every single thing nowadays comes back to, okay, so will this help us beat Ohio State? You can't talk about anything without that coming up now.
It's so wild, fam. It's so funny. Ever since the end of the season, you know, obviously, you know, I talk to you, just like you, we talk to a lot of guys all the time. I mean, every week, like, we're always texting, talking, and just to hear, like, the emphasis and just, you know, anytime you say something positive, or like, well, you know, you will see hear something in the news positive towards Michigan, and it always reverts back to Ohio State. You know, just like you're saying, as is this going to help us? Is that player going to take us over the top? Are we going to get there? You know, and that's all we're talking about. And I mean, to be honest with you, I'm at a point now, like, and I know I say this, but, you know, just jokingly, but man, I would forfeit all the other games just to win that one right now. That's how personal it's gotten. Cause it's so embarrassing. Cause you understand, like, all these former guys we talk to all the time, so I'm getting killed. Like, yeah, I can't talk any smack to my Ohio State friends. It's just crazy.
Oh man, I can think of a time where I saw you with some Ohio State guys, from Raymond Harris to Joey Galloway to,
yes,
yeah, man. Good grief.
It's like, so, man, painful to have to bite my lip.
I can see how tough it is, man. I can see how tough it is.
So painful, Sam. So painful. We got to find a way. But I think, you know, but seriously, you know, like, that's where Jim's got to find a way. I mean, Jim understands what that rivalry means. And you know, being a, you know, the former guy and understanding the tradition and being one of Bo's guys, I mean, you know, he's got to find a way. I mean, and it's that serious. The emphasis, you know, what really hurt me more than anything is, you know, not so much Devin Bush's comments. Who was the quarterback that played that said that they just felt like we didn't want it enough, or whatever that Ohio State player said. The quarterback said something. It really upset me when I heard it.
It was probably Justin Fields. It sounded like something Justin Fields said.
Yeah, it was something he said, and I can't remember how he put it, but it was just like, we just felt like they didn't want him, you know, enough, or something like that. What do you say that the emphasis, they don't, you know, we emphasize this game every day. We don't feel that they do, or something like that. But whatever it is, it really upset a lot of us. I mean, that's Michigan football. That rivalry is so big, man. There's nothing bigger than that. You know, even, you know, no offense, you know, to a lot of my Michigan State friends, a lot of guys that work on my team are Michigan Staters, and, you know, talking to me, and they always want to talk about the rivalry and everything. And listen, yeah, that's a big rivalry of ours. I mean, it's you know, for the state championship. But it's by no means is it anywhere on that level for me or most players of what Ohio State is. It just isn't. And that's the game,
gotcha,
hands down.
Hey, well, you folks wanted to hear from Jared from isolation. You got the real. You got the 100% real, which I have come to expect from my good friend over the years. As always, Jared, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning. Stay safe with the fam, man. We'll talk to you again. Hopefully, I'm knocking on wood, when the season rolls around in the fall.
Hey, you too, Sam. Stay safe, man. Hope all's well to your family and Ira too as well, man. I love you guys, man. And you hang in there. Stay safe.
All right, thanks a lot. That was former Michigan captain Jared Irons, who I was just wondering if he was having the same experience as us. Hell, I think he's asking, one of the ones asking that question, Ira. You know, is this going to help Michigan beat Ohio State? That is the question that is asked after every move, after anything positive. We can't write a commitment report without someone saying, hey, is this going to help us beat Ohio State? Good grief. We got to get to a break. We come back on the other side. We will switch gears and talk Concordia Athletics with Lonnie Priest. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.